What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday the 6th of May. Hope you're well. Had a great day. If you're new, welcome. You've come to the right place. Just switch your brain off and let me talk at you. That's all that's going to happen. You're not going to need anything more than that. You're not going to come off any the wiser anyway, if you left it on. If you know me, check me out. Don't tell my mum, whatever you do. Anyway, what I was going to say, there's a lot of lockdown failures, or lockdown people breaking the lockdown laws in the paper today. One of them, two prominent ones, especially the fucking person who set the lockdown, was the guy who has been given off to meet his missus, or his mistress, should I say. Or she's married, he's not, I don't think, but he's been given meeting a married woman anyway. Fucking been getting it on, hasn't he? But like, he's the one who said everybody should do the lockdown and to stay home to save lives. And he's been out fucking having his cake and eat it, whatever you want to say. But anyway, she's a pretty lady, so he probably like couldn't help himself. She must have been fucking tempting him with, saying the right things. And he was like, no, I can't. I've set the rules for the whole country. Come on. I've set the rules for the whole country. I can't. There's no way I can do that. It's impossible for me. Of all people, I can't go and do something like that. I'm the one who set the fucking rule for fucking 60 or 70 million people. Oh, come on. What about this photo? Right, I'll be around in 10 minutes. I'm calling an Uber. Anyway, who's grassed him up? Somebody's told him. Maybe it was her. And he's actually had coronavirus as well, and she had symptoms. So, you know, there you go. Whether that was interlinked or whatever on the same day, but so he's got the sack, or he's lost his job. I bet she's like that as well. See, yeah, it'll come out in the wash. That one will. Somebody will fucking somebody's. It's mad, isn't it? You can't get away with nothing. Even those people think they were like. You know, he thinks he's not really a celebrity or anything like that. Nobody's going to be watching him or keeping an eye on him. Somebody's like, his bush outside, there's a fucking bloke sitting in it, a reporter. He's been sitting in it waiting for him to come out of that house, and he's been desperate to catch something, anything, whatever it might be. And he was just like, just because it makes a story. It's got to be the Sun newspaper, hasn't it? Got to be. Anyway, the next one, Nigel Farage. He's been out, drove 70 miles down to, what's it called? It might have been him doing it, because he's been fucking screaming. He's been moaning about the lockdown anyway. Maybe Nigel Farage has been paying a private detective. Somebody like that. That's what happens as well. Nigel Farage has gone down to, drove 70 miles down to Kent, is it? He's gone down to Dover or whatever. Anyway, where the immigrants are trying to cross the channel. And then he's down there giving a talk on of people trying to cross the channel, immigration. But the only illegal person I can see in the photo is him, because he's illegal for him to be out, and he's not meant to be 70 miles away from home. So he's gone into trouble, and he's moaning about it on his Twitter, saying it's a total waste. The police went round his house, he was knocking on his door. I wonder if he like fucking came and did his pot and pan with them, banging his pot and pan to him, going, I was clapping for you lot. I was at the NHS, is it not the police? They're probably like fucking, somebody must have took the piss out of him for that by now. Not just me, can't just be me. Anyway, he's got told off for it. He's got fined. I don't even know if he's got fined, £60 fine. Somebody else went to Glasgow from Birmingham to pick up a Gucci bag. Fuck it, I wouldn't even do that, even if it wasn't even lockdown. I would never drive all the way to Glasgow to pick up a £200 Gucci bag or whatever the fuck it was. That's all about a fucking 7-hour round trip. A 7-hour trip, let alone round. You've got to do 14 hours round trip. Fucking mental. And he got caught. When they got there, they got told, got fined and sent home. So I don't even know if he got his bag. That's fucking brainless, you know what I mean? How long, it would have put it in the post. It would have saved you 14 hours. How much in petrol? It's all right if you're going like spend the fucking, you know, a weekend in Glasgow or something like that. But they weren't doing that because there's nowhere to stay, is there? So they were literally going up and coming straight back. Fucking hell, brains. Brains of Britain. It's brains of Birmingham, that was. And I'm very disappointed to hear a fellow Brummie doing something quite stupid. But there's plenty of them, believe me. There's plenty of stupid Brummies. There's plenty of stupid Englishmen. There's plenty of stupid people I'm going to extend it. There's plenty of stupid fucking dumbasses in the world. And here's another one, Middlesbrough. There's a lot of dumbasses in Middlesbrough, especially in this road. They got done for playing bingo in the street. The police got called because they were playing bingo in the street. If I was going to get fucking done for a lot of barbecue and bingo, if I was going to get done for fucking breaking the rules and having a party, it wouldn't be fucking bingo. It'd be like a rave. It'd be like fucking the old days in the raves. Set it all up and like blast, you know. The raves and that, they used to just do illegal raves and everything, didn't they? And we'd just fucking go there and they'd just, it'd be on, but there'd be that many people there that there's police would just, they'd go and just go, oh, fuck it, we can't, there's nothing we can do. We can't do anything. There's too many people, so they just let it carry on. Loads of times that's happened. I've been in a club in the Hummingbird. Anybody from Birmingham watching? Hummingbird, was you there that day when it was an all-dayer and it was illegal? Well, the police came in and fucking... They just put on a fucking rave all day, acid house rave all day. The police came in. About fucking 100 police came in and raided the place. And the guy just said, well, don't worry, we'll be getting rid of them in a minute and then we'll be carrying on because they've got no jurisdiction, they've got no warrants or anything like that, so we're kicking them out. So fucking great that was. So, yeah. That was like, you know, I was really young then and that was like, yeah, man, this is the fucking life for me. And it ain't changed. I've been that way ever since. Can't beat fucking, you know, and that was like in a massive big fuck off place as well, like, and everybody knew about it. It was like, but it was all by a ticket, you know, like a one of those need to know, you knew when you got there kind of thing. It was fucking nice, really clever. Shame all that fucking shit's gone, all the raves and all that. That's like, they were the good days. Fucking hell, rave now. Raves are any kind of, you can't even have two people together, you can't even have, you can't even have a fucking game of chess, rave, bingo. I mean, fuck knows what they were doing. I mean, bingo, you could play bingo from their own gardens. So that wouldn't hurt, would it? I don't know what the deal was with it is. If they're all congregated round each other, like, you know, having a fucking bingo rave, that's different. But if they're all in their own garden shouting fucking 44, 88, you could do that, couldn't you? If everybody's got their own barbecue in their own garden and they've all got a socially distanced, nothing wrong with that. Sorry, I'm going to let them off. Bingo's back on the menu. You know, socially distanced bingo. What's I going to say? Hay fever may be partly in the mind as sufferers can have allergic reactions even if there is no pollen around. Are you that person? Are you a hypochondriac that's putting on, how can you put that on? It means you get like, it's telltale signs, your nose is pissing, your throat's all itchy, your eyes are itching. I tell you what, it was no fucking fun hay fever when I was a kid. I don't get it too much now, but when I was a kid and you'd fucking get foot and you get chased by all the older kids or whatever and you'd end up being fighting with them and they'd roll you in the fucking grass and rub all the cut grass in your eyes and in your face. And I was like, my fucking face would be like John Merrick when I got up off the grass. I'd look totally unrecognisable because they know you got. Once they know that you've got something wrong, that there's something about you, they're fucking gonna, what's it called? Use it against you. I don't know what the word is now. They're gonna use it against you every time they see you, chase you. As soon as the grass was cut, that was it. I was a target. They fucking chased me down. And every now and then there'd be fucking dog shit there as well, and you'd end up with that in it, rolling in that as well. So good days. That was the good old days. You know, when dog shit was everywhere, the good old days. White dog shit. The dog shit went white after a while, didn't it? It just, not always, but certain dog shits all went white. And it was a big thing about why does dog shit go white. It's not really a problem anymore. You never see it now. I mean, you see fucking dog shit still, but not as much as that. You see people like, you know, and I've seen people do it when they conveniently looking in the opposite direction where their dog's hunkered down or whatever. And they're like, oh, look at that nice bush over there. But they know that the dog's fucking up to something. But they think, well, if I don't see, me no pick up. And they're lucky that I'm not that kind of person to go, oh, excuse me, you're dog shitting there. I don't want to get in a fight over dog shit. No chance. I'm just going to let it slide. Sort of leave that to somebody else. Fellow dog you know, the somebody who's walking their dog. I'm not out there with the dog, so I've got not got dog etiquette. So only if I step in it with my flip flop or something like that. I don't wear flip flops, but if I step in it in my nice shoes, maybe I'm on the way out or something. Anyway, when we're going, picture there, Prince Harry shooting. He's put down his 50,000-pound rifles. Good. He fucking shouldn't have had them up in the first place. Meghan, who's told him that he shouldn't be using them to fire. They're all into that. All the fucking hunting and that. All the royals and the aristocrats and all that kind of stuff. There's a picture of him there with a fucking buffalo. The size of... I mean, the biggest buffalo, not just like a fucking mini. You know, like them photos where you see somebody over the dead body with the rifle. Champion in their... their kill. There's a picture of him there with a buffalo. That's like, I didn't know he did that. I know that fucking they're always out shooting like rabbits and pheasants and all that bollocks, but and deer. But there's buffalo there. So he's like, he's got a taste for it, and that's fucking shit because they're just brought up on that, all them. And then they're like, all that, you know, when you go into, you can imagine going into one of their houses or one of the rooms and that. It's just a fucking room full of heads. It's like about 50 fucking heads of every animal you can think of. And everyone's got a story, then they want to tell you. But that one from Zambezi or Namibia, that one was over there, and or it took us a while to hunt it down. It's like, who gives a fuck? Fucking fuck, I wish it had fucking killed you. And there's just one story in this room, maybe 50 of them, all fucking caught you, popping your head up out of the bush, and all of them just ripped you to shreds between them and shared you around. Kept you alive for a bit. And then, like, you know, chucked you around and ate your fucking your heart or whatever last, so that you was alive to the last minute. There you go. That's what I think about that. It's fucking shit, isn't it? It's almost like their right. You know, it's like a rite of passage almost. And then they fucking go off giving us all the, you know, all the righteous one about fucking climate and all that kind of stuff and that. It's what some people think is right and some people think is wrong. Different worlds. Anyway, what I was going to say. The Rambos have been caught in Venezuela. The soldiers of the mercenaries have been caught. And now they've been caught. And they're saying, and it turns out they've been working for the American government. So it's been said. And you watch now, the American look like that. No, we don't know who they are. No idea. That's a fucking CIA... have just closed, shut the shutters, and down on wherever their headquarters are. No longer here. No one of that name at this address. They're going to be left to fucking to carry the can for that. No one's going to back them up, are they? No one's going to say, yeah, we sent somebody in to coup to take out the president. Donald Trump's not going to admit it. So, but Nicolas Maduro has caught them, and he's got the passports, and he knows exactly what they were doing. They were playing Rambo, he said. They were playing the hero. And US Trump told reporters he knew nothing about the raids or the arrests. Well, there you go. So there, it depends, really, whether the guy just chucks him in fucking jail for ages or pisser. Man, isn't it? Mercenaries and that. They're fucking guns for hire or whatever. It's fucking... They're trained, aren't they? They're army trained, and they just got like fucking. They got to do something with it. Not everyone could be the TV presenter, the SAS. SAS. I mean, everyone's now all about the SAS on the TV. All the fucking SAS programs. Once upon a time, you couldn't tell anybody that you was in the SAS. It was like frowned upon. Was it Andy McNab or whatever? And he was coming out saying it, and then everyone was going, "What the fuck are you doing? It's meant to be secret that people are in the SAS." And now all of a sudden, everyone's popping up. I'm an SAS, but some of them become celebrities and like do these TV programs. But now everybody can do it. So then they're like, "That. What the fuck am I going to do? I'm going to go and work in a bar, or fucking work in a factory, or work in a..." Or they do until they get the call. It's almost like. You know, microchip or something, or something goes off and they've been called back onto duty into something like that, sent off to do a job in another country, fucking massive money. It's almost like a bank robbery, isn't it? It's almost like tempting when you know that there's 50 grand in it for you. It's a fucking one job and you're all done. they go to Iraq and all that, then they're protecting all the oil fields and all that kind of stuff. Fucking hell. You know, just pick up all the worst kind of jobs you can think of, they go and do. And they're out there, and there's fucking hundreds of them. Under the jobs, I mean, and they're like, I think I spoke to a guy once who, Mr. Secretive, the guy, I'm not going to give him up, but he was telling me stories like that. He'd been all over the world. I mean, he didn't give into fucking too much detail, but he's been all over the world constantly. In some of the most, he named the dangerous countries, he's been there for months as well, you know, like in the middle of fucking, I don't know, like I say, in Iraq or Syria or something like that. He'll be doing there, protecting people and whatnot. Anyway, fucking hell, we're going on about the guys. How's he made it onto my podcast? I'll have to ask him for some royalties now. Or with that, or I'll end up with a fucking bullet in my head. I'll be after silence now because everyone will be like, who's this guy? We want to know who you've been talking about. There have been UFOs. Speaking of, you know, silence. No, I'm speaking of 600 reported, I don't know what I'm trying to connect the two here, but 600 reported UFOs in Britain, according to newly released figures. There have been over 600 reported. And that's from 1959 to 2009. Well, I'm sorry, but the 61, because I've seen one, and I didn't report it. Yeah, I did. I saw one. I saw about 10 all in one go. And they was all flying around and around. In the night, I wasn't on my own as well, so I got the people to back me up. They'll probably put a bullet in my head as well now because they're trying to silence me. We're all I'm on the danger list now. Prince Harry's going to fucking put a bullet in me just slagging him off for killing buffaloes. I thought I'm going to have to fucking lock my door. Got COVID after me. I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to start being nice and trying to sort of win favour with some of these people. But anyway, UFOs. Luckily, I didn't get abducted. They weren't after me. I want to. I'd like to go up there and chat with them. Have a cup of tea. Take a bag of tea bags with me. I'll come in peace. This is what we do in England. This is what we do we do in England and about the rest of the world. We have a cup of tea together and talk. And talk about our differences. Maybe I'll bring some hard stuff as well. Just in case the tea doesn't quite cut the mustard. Doesn't draw the fucking, you know, float their boat. I have to take some fucking very hard stuff. Anyway, take a rave. Take the fucking Rasta Blaster up there. The rave. All the fucking drugs you can find. That'll fucking make the, what's it called? The spaceship spin. Anyway, so yeah, there's been loads. 601, including mine. I haven't had a chance to read that, so there's probably some good stories there. But they've been coming and going. The only reason we haven't got more than that is because our shit skies. We've got proper blanket fucking grey sky. You don't know where the fuck you're coming into. Sometimes I've been flying in on a plane and I'm landing literally just as you've come out the cloud. You wait, you know, when you're going down and you're going there and you think, fucking, because normally you're in the clouds and then you're coming down and you think, right, you're going to break through the cloud soon and you're going to be able to see everything and, you know, watch the world come up. But you don't. Sometimes you're flying in and you're just literally out the cloud and on the ground. That's how fucking low the cloud is. Proper shitty weather. So that's why we haven't got more sightings. They're here. Where are we? 18. I've got fucking loads here to talk about. And I've been talking about fucking mercenaries. Elon Musk's had a baby and he's called it fuck knows what. That's not the name. It could be called that. Fuck knows what. Who knows? Because it's just the symbols. It's an X and an A and an E and an A and a 12. Musk. So it sounds like a new fragrance. But anyway, he's got a name and apparently it means something. So maybe they've been speaking to the aliens as well. Or maybe he's going to be the person that he's going to grow up to be the John. Who's the one off Terminator? Who's the guy in the Terminator that they were waiting? The guy's trying to come back and kill. Maybe this baby's going to grow up to be the one who's going to be talking to the aliens on our behalf through Elon Musk, who's got all the space stations. He's sending Tom Cruise up there at the minute. Don't want him fucking talking to him, but he's Scientology. That'll fuck things right up for us. He'll go, don't want him brokering peace. will be bollocks. Even they'll think he's nuts. They'll think, fuck, you know, they all like him. Just kill them all. He don't talk no fucking sense. Yeah, so that's good. Congratulations to them anyway. Prankster. Well, no, I'm going to do that one. What am I going to do now? Running out of... last one then. Aldi is launching the ultimate drink for millennials. Can't take this up there either. It's a non-alcoholic, vegan, sugar-free, low-calorie gin. That's just fucking boring in a bottle, isn't it? That is like, I'm falling asleep just fucking rolling that one off the tongue. Probably tastes nice, but it just, you're not going to break. Oh, should we celebrate? Let's break out. Well, I don't know. It's good for the right occasion. You know, you might be driving or you might be teetotal and having been drunk. And if it tastes like gin, it's at least you're not sitting there with a fucking orange juice. That's the worst when you're trying not to drink and everybody's like, because with alcohol, you can keep getting another drink, can't you? Another drink. But there's only so many orange juices you can drink before you fucking turn orange and start shitting pips. But anyway, Aldi's bringing this non-alcoholic, vegan, sugar-free, low-calorie gin. Well, I'll try it, but I'm going to go for the fucking... There's a bottle of vodka that's just doing the rounds, which apparently you've got to be careful about because it's Polish, and apparently it says on the bottle in Polish, do not needs heavily diluting, but people are just doing shots out of it and fucking it's heavy duty, so you've got to be careful. That's the opposite of that. That's like the two fucking far ends of the scale. Right, I'm going to finish up on that, I think. Is that the last one? Spain is going to test the behaviour of COVID-19 in the sand and the water on the beaches as it tries to rebuild its tourism. Fucking, that'd be good. Imagine that if it just says that it dissolves as soon as you put sun cream on. It fucking disappears. As soon as you go in the water and come out, it's gone. But I tell you what, the whole country is going to leg it to the beach. That's what's going to happen. Everybody will be like soup, like pea soup in the sea, trying to fucking get in there and wash it off. If it worked, hopefully, because they're saying they're trying to get the country open and we can all go there on holiday. Maybe they're going to say it's just exclusive to Spain, so we all got to go there. That's a very good marketing ploy. I'll be there. I can't wait to go back to Spain. I fucking need some sunshine. I'll get some through my window, but it ain't quite enough over these last few weeks. I'm starting to become translucent. Anyway, last one. A prankster has been ticked off by cops for dressing as a 17th century plague doctor. He's been walking around the village dressed with that, you know, that like this black, like a Grim Reaper with the big crow's nose kind of thing, the big crow, what's it called, a beak mask, and that was like the plague doctor. What did he use? It was the outfit was similar to those worn by doctors treating bubonic plague victims in the 1600s. Fucking hell, were they doing that to scare them or what? When you got plague, you got the plague, you're already dying. But then somebody comes over because they're scary looking and they're going to come down then and treat you, dressed like that. You don't fancy your chances, do you? You're just going to think, well, that's it. This guy has come to tell me I'm fucking dead. That's pretty much, that's the devil just looking at me right there. And you're meant to be helping him. Anyway, that's food for thought. It looks like the kind of things that get worn at these like really secret society swingers parties as well. Not that I've been to any. I'm not in those kind of high ranking fucking. That's for the upper echelons of society again. The ones with all the fucking stupid heads on their wall. You can imagine as well a big swing, you know, with all the masks on and everything. So no, you don't know who they are. And you took them off, you'd be like, fuck me, it's him, the royal, or it's him, the guy of the Tory, or the fucking politicians and all that. All of a sudden, you know everybody. Before that, you just knew their penises and that was it. Anyway, that's for, and their tits. Anyway, that's for another day. I'll see you another time. Oh no, I'll see you tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.